Cornwall and Devon. 2025 has been declared the year of the blooming octopus after record numbers of the 8-armed cephalopods were spotted off England's southwest coast. According to the Wildlife Trust's annual marine review, octopus numbers reached their highest levels since 1950. Warmer winters, linked to climate change, are believed to be driving the population surge. Official figures show more than 1,200 tons of octopus were caught by UK fishermen over the summer, a sharp rise from previous years, when landings rarely exceeded 200 tons. Most of the octopuses spotted are Octopus vulgaris, a species typically found in the warmer Mediterranean Sea. Volunteers reported a 1,500% increase in sightings along certain stretches of the south coast compared with 2023. Observers noted remarkable behavior, from jet propelling across the seabed to camouflaging as seaweed and even walking with two arms while casually moving away from divers. It remains unclear whether the population spike is permanent or part of a cyclical pattern. The Wildlife Trusts warned that the octopus's appetite for shellfish, including lobsters, crabs, and scallops, could impact both local ecosystems and the fishing industry. Fishermen are studying how to adapt to the changing marine environment and shifting species populations. Alongside the octopus boom, the Trust's review highlighted environmental challenges. Earlier this year, a North Sea collision between an oil tanker and a container ship spilled large amounts of plastic resin pellets, followed by nearly 4.5 tons of bio-beads released from a Sussex water treatment plant in November. There was also encouraging news for other wildlife. A record 46,000 puffins were recorded on Scomer Island, Pembrokeshire, while the Isle of Muck saw the return of black and white puffins thanks to conservation efforts that removed invasive brown rats. The Wildlife Trust's report underscores both the remarkable resilience of some species and the ongoing pressures on marine life from human activity and climate change.